Blog Talk Radio.
Glad to be in the service. Glad to be in the service. Glad to be in the service one more time. He didn't have to let me be here. He didn't have to let me be here. I'm glad to be in the service one more time. Good evening, good evening. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War, and we're glad to be in the service just one more time. Hallelujah. He didn't have to let us live. He didn't have to let us be here, but we're here today, and I'm glad, hallelujah, to be in the service one more time. I just greet you in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are delighted that you've chosen to worship with us today, and we just want to extend a warm welcome to you out in radio land today. This is our Sunday evening celebration service, and we are glad that you decided to join us today. I want to call our worship service to order now by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to move right along on today because today is Mother's Day. Every day should be Mother's Day, but today is Mother's Day, and I thank and praise God on today to be right here in the land of the living. I give God all praise today. So we want to start our devotion service. I'm going to read a scripture and sing a song, read a scripture and pray. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow. I can tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior. He's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. We're going to be coming from Psalms. I will be reading our devotionals from Psalm 7. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green earth. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his ways, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I have just read you from Psalms 37, from the first verse down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. We repent right now. Father, we come asking you if we've offended anyone in any kind of way. Father, please forgive us right now. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit on today. If there is anything in there, Lord, that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Father, to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, we come now asking you to bind the strong man up today. The strong man, Father, bind them up. Every strong man, Father, that's in our lives, Father, that's trying to get in our lives. On this conference line, bind them up. On the radio broadcast, bind them up. In the lives of members and friends and radio audience, please bind the strong man right now in the name of Jesus. And every evil and wicked way, bind it up right now. Every negative word, Father, police this radio broadcast, Father, in the wave frequency, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you today to bless everyone that's on up under the sound of my voice and the ones that's on their way, Lord. We ask you today to bless them and keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Bless everyone in radio land in the name of Jesus. Bless Pastor Dean in his absence right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, to bless our radio broadcast today. Bless your holy word. Bless the speaker on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to let your anointing fall on every ear, every spirit that's listened to your word, that's joined in with us today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing fall on them, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking right now to bless the one that's standing in John's shoes on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you to strengthen her where she's weak. Build her up now, Father, where she's torn down, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, work your work that you already put in her, Lord. Work that work, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, Father, we'll be careful now. Thank you, Father. We'll be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you now for our devotion service, Father. We're going to go right on, hallelujah, to our testimonial service. We want to begin our testimony service on today. Thank you, Father. I'm just so grateful today, Lord. I'm grateful by the grace of God today. You're so good and you're so kind. You're so merciful. And I just thank you today. Hallelujah. You know, it's so many things I can say. Or, you know, it's just so many things that I can say because you've been so good to me. You've been so good to us. Not only me, to all of us. So I just thank and praise God for that. We're going to start. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind, victory today is mine. And I'm just telling you, we have the victory, we have the victory. God is so good, hallelujah, and he already died on the cross in his son, and he died for our sins, so So we already have the victory. He took the sting out of death. And I'm so glad about it today. I'm just glad. Hallelujah. And I give him all the praise today. And I give him all the glory. Today is Mother's Day in the human part of things. Today is supposed to be Mother's Day. And I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. And I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you praise today. I give God praise. I want to thank God for being able to be a mother. My mother has yet passed on, but I thank God that he's my mother today. He's my father. You know, hallelujah. He is my sister and my brother. I just thank and praise him today just for another day that I've never seen before. I thank God today that I can say that I'm in the land of the living. In the land of the dying, on my way to the land of the living. I thank and praise God on today. I thank him that he gave me a new heart, a new mind. You know, just a love down deep, way down in my heart for everyone. I just thank and praise God that I'm here on this awesome Mother's Day. I just thank and praise God. I'm not expecting anything. I don't have a lot, but I thank God today that he's got me here and he's got me in the service, and I bless his holy name. I don't care if no one's on the radio broadcast but the Holy Ghost and the Father and Jesus Christ and the angels. I thank God today. I am thanking him right now because he is an awesome, awesome God. I give him praise and glory, magnifying his name today. He's an awesome God. If don't nobody else come on, if don't nobody else have anything to say, hallelujah, I give God praise on today. Is there any more testimonies today? Send it on down, Lord. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down, Lord. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. I can pray better when you send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. I can pray better if you send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down, Lord. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Send it on down, Lord. Send it on down, Lord. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. I thank you now. Hallelujah. I give you praise, Father, for letting the Holy Ghost come on down. I give God praise. I give him glory. I magnify his holy name on today. I just thank God again for being who he is in my life. I thank him for his grace and his mercy. I thank him for his kindness and his love. I thank him for his compassion and his righteousness. I thank God today. He is good and very good, just awesome, just an awesome God. And I just thank him. I praise God. I magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. I just thank him. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you today. He is a father to all, a mother to some, a father to some. I just thank God on today that he'll be anything that you need him to be. I'm so grateful today. I'm blessed by nothing but the best. I give God all the praise and honor on this day. Hallelujah. I just give him praise. We're going to close our testimonial now service. You know, anytime you have an opportunity, you and you out in radio land, and you have something to say for the Lord or testimony or praise report, just dial in and call in 323-642-1493. That's 323-642-1493. 642-1493. You could call in at any time. Praise God. We're going to close our devotion, our testimony and service off now, and we're going to go right on into our praise and worship part of the service today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down, I feel better, so much better. Since I lay my burdens down, I feel better, so much better. Since I lay my burdens down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burdens down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I lay my burdens down, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord. Since I lay my burdens down, burdens down, Lord, burdens down, Lord. Since I lay my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burdens down, thank you, Jesus. I feel better, so much better. Since I laid my burdens down, I just feel better. Hallelujah. Just better. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Excuse me. Since I laid my burdens down, I thank God. On today, we're going to have one more song. Amen, amen. Forgive me. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Jesus, blessed Savior, He's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Give Him glory. Give Him glory in all things. Give Him glory Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank and praise God again for our praise and worship. Sometimes, you know, we have to give God the praise. We have to sing praises unto him. You know, he loves us to praise him and sing to him. And I thank and praise God. I'm not a songstress and I don't sing, but I'll sing to the Lord every chance I get, and he'll accept it. You know, I just thank and praise God for that, because he is a God that will do it. I thank and praise God. Now we're going to get ready to go into our word, go into the word of God. Now, let me see here. We're going to, let me just pray. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless his name, my soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus, my soul loves Jesus, bless his name. He's a wanderer in my soul. He's a wanderer in my soul. He is a wanderer in my soul. Bless his name, bless his name. He's a wanderer in my soul. He's a wanderer in my soul. Jesus is a wanderer in my soul. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you again for another opportunity to speak your word, Lord. Lord, I ask you today to use me. Let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost, that your Holy Spirit may increase and teach your people and preach your gospel in the name of Jesus. Father, we just give you praise today. We give you glory. We give you honor. I ask you to police this radio broadcast and everyone in radio land, Father, please, Jesus. I ask you to cover each one of them in the shed blood of Jesus. Father, let us all be on one accord, Father. Let us all be in tune into your wave frequency, into your voice, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful. I'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus, Yeshua name, amen, and thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to be I'm going to be talking a little bit about today. I don't have a Mother's Day sermon or anything like that, but I do want you to know that I wish every mother a happy Mother's Day. God bless you. We're going to be coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting at the... Wait a minute. Second Corinthians chapter 4, starting at the 7th verse. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. I have just read from verse 7 down to 10. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, most of all the doers of his most holy word. If I just had to have a subject that God just gave to me, it would be, because the power is of God and of God alone. Because the power is of God and God alone. Amen. Amen. Because the power is of God and God alone. Hallelujah. Paul writes to the church in Corinth, the second book of the Corinthians. He says, "For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." It's God's power alone, God's power alone, not ours, but God's power. We're just an earthen vessel. The Greek word for earthen is askrin. This is what theologists digs up. Many of their diggings are in old cities, you know, the old ruins and stuff, and it's just clay. It's just clay, broken pieces of clay, vessels. That's what we are. We're broken vessels, pottery. That's what we are. Humans are earthen vessels because we made from dust, the dirt. And we're vessels just waiting to be used. There are so many broken pottery, and we need to be filled by God, not by man, but by God. Just picture it. We're weak clay pots, weak clay vessels, pottery that can be broken. Some of us are broken. Earthen vessels. That's what we are. It says, and we're treasures. So, yes. And it says, for we have this treasure. Okay? The treasure is the gospel. So we have that treasure. That's the glorious gospel. We carry this glorious gospel in this us, earthen vessel. We carry it. That is why Paul said, for we preach not of ourselves, but of Jesus Christ, the Lord. And ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. We preach about Jesus, not about us. Sometimes we get this idea we want to be great preachers or even great Christians. That is one of the reasons we're not sure we ought to be having a lot of testimonies that we hear, because we'll get to bragging on ourselves, and it's God, it's power. Like I said, it's God's power and God's power alone. We don't need a whole lot of us, about us, but only about God. We don't preach about ourselves. We need to tell this story about the Son, the Father and the Son. That's what we need to do. If Jesus is not glorified in the testimony, there is no point in it whatsoever. After all, we're just earthen vessels. We're just servants. And we're weak. We have to remember that. The semi of earthen vessels take us back to the incident at the time of Gideon in Judges 7, where Gideon took only 300 men with him to free that land of innumerable, a lot of Midianite invaders. Each man had a trumpet, pitcher, or earthen vessel. They carried their torches in the earthen vessel so that the light couldn't be seen from a distance. Then, when they got among the Midianites, they broke the earthen vessel. It wasn't until the earthen vessels were broken that the light could shine out. So, a lot of us need to be broken. A lot of us. So our lights can shine. We need the vessels to be broken. The Apostle Paul was a man who knew what it was to suffer for Jesus' sake. A lot of us haven't suffered for Jesus' sake. But Paul, he suffered for Jesus' sake. He was in jail. He was whooped. He tells you in the Word of God everything that happened to him. That vessel had to be broken. And someday, we're going to have to be broken. And Jesus is going to have to break us so our light will shine. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Paul is making a comparison here. He says, we are troubled. That is comparative degree. But he says, yet not distressed. He was pressed for room. As it was, but he still had enough. He made sure he had enough room to preach the gospel. Sometimes we are pressed. Sometimes if the folk in the pews or in the chairs or the congregation would know what the preacher, the pastor, the apostle, the bishop, the prophet, the teacher was going through to preach the gospel, they will understand it better. Sometimes we are pressed. You don't know what they go through. You don't know what we go through. to preach the gospel of Christ. But we go through some things. Don't think we don't. We're broken crackpots, a broken vessel for the Lord. There was a hand-to-hand combat in the corner, but he still could turn to God. We are perplexed, he said. He was unable to find a way out, but not in despair. See, we get perplexed. We don't know which way we're going. You see, we get in that perplexed situation, and we don't know where we're going. But we are able to find a way out, but not in despair. Paul did get out. The Spirit of God led him out. Sometimes we have to know that we get in these situations, but it's only the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, that lead us out of a lot of situations. God will lead us right out. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. He was persecuted. Paul. He was persecuted. Pursued by enemies. But he was not forsaken. God don't forget about us when the enemy is after us. When he's pursuing us, when we in battle with the enemy, God don't forsake us. He was not overtaken by it. God won't let him just take us out. He won't let him do that. He'll only allow the enemy to go so far. Hallelujah. And he won't forsake us. He said, I will never leave nor forsake you. Hallelujah. He'll be right there with you. I don't care how bad and how hard it is that you're going through or how you're fighting. Know that God is standing right there. When you think you're doing it by yourself, know that it's God that's doing it for you. He's always carrying us through some things. You know, sometimes the battle gets hard. He'll let us feel a little pressure. But believe me, he right there. He's saying, no. Not this way. Move over a little bit. You can't hit him right there. No hitting below the belt. He'll allow us to get bruised up and cut a little bit and box out the head. But, honey, he right there trying to help us make it through. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Even when he was in prison, he could write to the Philippian church. He said, but I would that you should understand, brethren, that the things which happen unto me have fallen out rather into the furtherance of the gospel. Sometimes when we go through and we stumble, it be for the furtherance of the gospel. Because sometimes when things happen, we get a chance to preach about it. We get a chance to testify about it. We get a chance to tell somebody, encourage somebody about the experience that we had, and God brought us through this thing. Don't tell me when you're going through something, you don't have a testimony when God bring you on through it. We have a testimony. And we need to help somebody do some stuff. That's the only way you can have a testimony, by God bringing you through something. That's a blessing. When he was in prison, he could always say that the Lord stood by him. He said, cast down, but not destroyed. This is tremendous. He was smitten down. The enemy got him down. But the enemy did not destroy or kill him. God will let us get down sometimes. But oh, my Lord, he lifts us right on up out of that miry clay, that horrible pit. Place our feet on a rock. Ah, glory to God. Ah, establish our goals. Put running in our feet and clapping in our heads. Don't tell me, huh, that God won't do it for you, because he will. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. We get cast down sometimes, but we don't get destroyed, because God never leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. never leave us. We might get stuck down, but I'm not. We don't get stuck out. We might get stuck down, but believe me, God brings us on out. Even at the end, God will bring us out. And when Paul got at his end, the end of his life, hallelujah, he went on over there in 2 Timothy. Let's see if I can get it for you. 2 Timothy, hallelujah. He said, even when he had got to the end of his life, Paul said, I have fought a good fight, finished my course. I have kept the faith. See, that's when you know you're doing what God has told you to do. I'm at the end of life, Paul said, but I fought a good fight. I fought a good fight, he said. Hallelujah. I have kept my course. I stayed on course. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Hallelujah. So I tell you one thing. It's nothing but a blessing from the Lord when you can fight that good fight. Hallelujah. And you stay on course. You don't let the enemy keep on distracting you and taking you off of focus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, where am I? Always burn about in the body. The dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Remember that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, Paul could say that he died daily. We supposed to die to sin daily, every day. In Romans 8:36, he wrote, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. In 1 Corinthians 4:9, he wrote, for I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. Christians do not be afraid to suffer. Jesus was the world. Jesus said the world would hate us if we were following him. And believe me, they hate us. Right today, they hate us for following Christ. They hate us. It is a wonderful, it is so wonderful to take our places with the Lord Jesus Christ in these days. We have to remember we're like sheep for the slaughter. That's what we're like. It's written that we're going to be like sheep for the slaughter because the enemy try to kill us all day long. He's trying to do something to mess us up all day long. That's the enemy's job. That's his job. And we have to know that God is standing with us. We are troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Let me tell you, we might be a little bit, but God got us at a little of that. We might be trampled on, but we ain't trampled out. We might be kicked around. We might suffer for Christ, but we're not dead. You know, we got to, he said, if somebody slap you on this side, you turn the other cheek. We got to keep on going. God sent his only begotten son. He sent his only one son to suffer for us. And we have to suffer now for Christ. we have to suffer to even be his child, because he died on the cross for us. And people hate him. And we're going to be hated too, without a cause. Without a, you don't have to have been to done anything. Jesus didn't do anything. We don't have to do anything. We are suffering for the sake of Christ. That is a blessing. There's so many men in the Bible that suffer for Christ's sake. It's so many of them got their head cut off for Christ's sake. And in this day and in time, it's so many more that's going to be head going to be cut off, and we're going to be dead and killed for Christ's sake, dying for him. All they have to ask is, do you believe in Jesus shooting the head and all this kind of stuff? Suffering for Christ is something good. Suffering for what you believe in Christ is something good, because God loves us. Jesus loves us. And when we suffer with him, we are reigning with him. Hallelujah. When it's time to go to heaven, right here on earth, we're going to reign right with Christ. And I thank God that he's sending Jesus to come back for the church. Hallelujah. We just got to stay fast and be steadfast and unmovable, always bounded in the word of the Lord, because, you know, our labor that we do here, our suffering that we do here, won't be in vain. I'm going to encourage somebody today that not to fall away, to hold on to God's unchanging hand today, because God's holding us, and he's holding us to our word. Hallelujah. When we say we accepted Christ, we got to accept everything that come with it, and hatred of him coming with it. You know, we got to take the whole ball and have everything together. But I'm telling you and encouraging you today, hold on to God's unchanging hands. I want to encourage you today. They say it's going to be a great falling away from church, but I'm telling you now, things are going to get worse before they get better. But know that God has left the Holy Ghost here with us. In the name of Jesus, all we got to do is call on the blood. Call for the blood and apply the blood. Call on the name of Jesus and apply the name of Jesus. That's all we got to do. Sometime when it don't seem like we're going to be able to make it, call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost is a keeper. And he'll keep you if you want to be kept. In the name of Jesus, I thank God that he gave his only begotten son for me. In the name of Jesus, we don't know how those men in the Bible suffered. In the name of Jesus, we think we're suffering. We're not suffering like they did. We're not going through like they did. Yes, Lord. I thank you today. They made it easy for us. We think we're going through a whole lot. I think I've been going through a whole lot. But it is nothing compared to what they went through. For the name of Jesus. John preaching out in the wilderness. They cut his head off. And so many other ones died for Jesus' sake. I thank God today that he got us here and he got us in a place. We don't go through all that, but the enemy is steadily pursuing us. And we have to know for ourselves that Jesus is right there with us and he's carrying us. In the name of Jesus, and I just thank God today. I thank God today. I thank God for the power that he has to be God and God alone. He is God and God alone. Nobody else could do the things that he do. The power of God, hallelujah, will cover us. And nothing can hurt us. With spirit filled, hallelujah. Nothing can hurt us. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I thank you today. I thank God today. We're perplexed and we're distressed and all of those things. But I tell you one thing, God will let the enemy go so far, then he had to cut him out. Hallelujah. And I thank him today. I want to thank God today. I thank God on today for just keeping us and covering us in the blood of Jesus. I thank him for the name of Jesus. I thank him for the power. Hallelujah. So it was just a little short message about the power of God and God alone, about the power of God and God alone. I tell you, it's not about us, but it's about him. Hallelujah. And I just want to thank everyone in radio land and everyone that's on the radio broadcast on today. We're going to just go to the altar just real quick here. Not going to keep you long. Not going to be before you long anymore. I want you all to spend the rest of your day doing what you do. But I know the word of God has to go forth. I don't care. I understand what Paul was saying when he said, I just had a little room. See, you don't have but just a little bit. You know, God, you go through so many things and you're saying, well, maybe I can get over right here and preach for about 2 minutes or maybe 5 minutes. You have to press your way. You have to press your way. Still do what you got to do. Press your way and go ahead on. And God will bless you for just trying to do what God say do, trying to be obedient. And I thank and praise God. So we're going to go before the throne just for a minute. Father, we just thank you for your holy word today. Father, we thank you for being God and God alone in our lives. Lord, we just give you praise. We magnify your name today. We glorify you, Heavenly Father. Father, we lift you up today. Thank you, hallelujah, for your anointing today. Thank you, Father, for being in the land of the living today. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for allowing us to see another day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. Hallelujah. And Father, we have nobody else to call on but you. Yes, Lord, I thank you today. Thank you for your anointing. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for being a broken vessel, a crackpot, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be the earthen vessel. Yes, Lord, taking that treasure around, taking the gospel. Glory to God. Thank you for allowing us, Lord, to be that broken vessel. Hallelujah. That our life can so shine before men, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm just thanking you that I'm here, Lord, and can preach the gospel, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I don't take it for granted, Lord, that you allow me. That you allow me, that you use me in the name of Jesus. I ain't none but some dirt. Ain't none but a filthy piece of rag outside of Christ. And I thank you today. I thank God today that you allow me to preach your gospel, Lord, to carry the gospel. The word of God, in the name of Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank right now for allowing me to pray for the people of God. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, in the mighty name of Jesus, glory, highlight of a calling, in the name of Jesus, cover them right now, Lord. Out in radio land, Lord, I ask you to touch each one of them. You, in the name of Jesus, cover them right now, Lord. Cover and pop in the shed blood of Jesus and tempt your angels now all around about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you now to open doors and make ways when it seems to be no way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them be destroyed, and they can be cast down, Lord, but don't let them be destroyed. And oh, yeah, I come over here, and in the name of Jesus, and I, yeah, I come in your name, Lord. I'm asking you to send your angels now. I'm asking you to dispatch your angels, activate them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to do some of the things that they need done, in the name of Jesus. Call it on the name of Jesus. Call it in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yeah, I'm coming here. Oh, yeah, I'm Sunday this. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless their homes. Don't let there be no lack, Lord. In the name of Jesus, walk all up and down the roads, all up and down the stairs. Oh, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in their garages, all around their homes, in the name of Jesus, in every room in their houses, in their apartments, in the name of Jesus, in their condos, whatever they got, their garage, whatever it is, covered in the shed blood, covered their babies, their children and grandchildren, in the shed blood of Jesus. Oh, yeah, I got covered by all the schools, Lord, in the name of Jesus, covered right now, Lord. Cover right now, Lord. Cover right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you fed us manna. I'm out in the wilderness, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And I know you'll feed us today. Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, thank you right now, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you now, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Give you praise today. I give you praise. I ask you to encourage them. Encourage them, Lord. Encourage them, Lord. And let them stand tall. Let them stand tall. Let them be rooted and grounded in you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, that nothing can harm them. Nothing can harm them, Lord. And nothing can harm them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy fall, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your grace abound, Father. In the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for an opportunity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the radio broadcast. Thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you for mothers, Lord. In the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And if you don't have one, Lord, the Father will be your mother for you, because he's been my mother for many years. Hallelujah. I have a kind of the earth. Thank you today. Thank you today. Thank you today. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. Hallelujah. And I give you glory. Father, we ask all these things right now in Jesus' name. And for your glory on today, we give you praise. We give you glory, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. I just want to thank everyone, hallelujah, for joining in, tuning in today. You could have been anywhere else, huh? Could have been out to dinner with your mother or doing whatever it is that you do on this time. But I thank and praise God that we have folk in radio land on this line, hallelujah, on this radio broadcast, and the ones that's on the radio broadcast. I thank and praise God for you, you, and you, hallelujah. I give God praise. I'm so grateful now. I was just like Paul. I was struggling. I was in despair and perplexed, just trying to do this and trying to do that, and the enemy was trying to stop me from being on the radio broadcast, but I had to press my way, and even if one nobody on it but the angels, hallelujah, I had to be on this line. Yes, and I thank and praise God that he made it possible. So I thank and praise you, as I see it, for being on, and I love each one of you. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War. We're going to dismiss. Father, again, we just thank you. We love you. You're awesome, God. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. You all have a blessed rest of the evening and happy Mother's Day to everyone that's listening. Every woman, God bless you. Good evening.